no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to Wisconsin, our Wisconsin. Piece of good news. Read about the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. Know about the $1,400 checks, unemployment comp. But there are a couple of $100 billion, with a B, of direct cash to municipalities. That's states, cities, counties, localities. And I went through in a prior show the amount each one is getting, but now they have aggregated it. Wisconsin will get $5.7 billion from the COVID relief bill for municipalities, for government entities. $5.7 billion. That's very good news. And you know something, that's not entirely population proportionate, although that's a big part of it. But a lot of it has to do with places in distress and urban issues and otherwise. And Milwaukee's going to get a little more than it would be in just population proportionality. Now, I want to highlight an issue, and I think it won't be an issue, and I hope it's not an issue. There's a provision in that bill that the Republicans are now suing over that says that a recipient of this money can't use it to simply lower state taxes, because all of the Republican states do not care about social services, about education, about transportation. All they care about is holding on to their donors so that they can gin up an election in a gerrymandered state. And they would simply take the money and lower the income tax levels for the most affluent people in their state. So the Democrats wisely put into the bill that they can't do that. And if they do that, they're not getting the money. That is the subject of litigation, a lawsuit by Ohio, the Republicans in Ohio. And I'm expecting that the Supreme Court, even though it's a Republican Supreme Court, is not stupid enough to try to overturn that provision. There's absolutely no constitutional basis for them to do it. And the U.S. Supreme Court is not some kind of super referee that can just step in and start awarding baskets and all that kind of stuff. They can call fouls and baseball, the ump calls balls and strikes, and that's it. The ref, the ump in baseball doesn't say, okay, I'm going to award two home runs to this team because the other one ticks me off. You can't do that. That's not what the Supreme Court's supposed to do. Now, here's my concern, and I think we're okay, but keep a sharp eye on this. There's no doubt in my mind that Milwaukee County and Dane County will play it straight. They will take that money, and the COVID pandemic has cost local government a lot. Some people default on their property taxes. They've had to pay more money to administer vaccines. They've had to pay more money for educationally related issues, cleaning schools and attending to that. Now, when they reopen them, they've got to be cleaned again and refurbished. There's expense and there's lack of revenue. A lot of municipalities get a chunk of their revenue from various user fees that are not being used or paid in the pandemic. So it's very welcome, very welcome. Milwaukee's going to get a couple of $100 million. We have real needs in transportation, in education. Obviously, in the pandemic, getting the vaccine, administering the vaccine, and so forth. But what about counties other than Dane and Milwaukee? What about truly red counties, Republican counties? And then within those counties, what about truly red and Republican little pockets of municipalities? Thinking of Waukesha County, Ozaukee County, thinking of some counties around the state, where you're going to have locals who strut around, well, they're Republicans, and How much is the government monitoring on down the pipeline? What's happening to this money? It's very easy to monitor it in the top 30 cities, the top 50 counties, that kind of thing. But how about a county, a small county, that gets what's to them quite a bit of money? It's very Republican, very Trump. And then there are municipalities in it that are even more Trump in red than the county as a whole. Who's going to be auditing how all this is done? And who's going to correct it if something wrong happens? So my message to everybody listening to this is, I don't care where you live. If you live in Dane and Milwaukee County, you can expect that this is going to be on the up and up. And Wisconsinites are honest. I mean, I think we're all on the up and up. But are the most conservative counties and the most conservative municipalities going to be sniffing around looking for loopholes to just take this money, which is supposed to go to COVID relief and it's supposed to go to fund essential services that had to be cut or underfunded in the pandemic, and then slip in some kind of a tax reduction that basically benefits their donors? Keep an eye on that. And if you find it, bring it to people's attention and don't send it to the New York Times. They're not going to care unless they see a whole bunch of them crop up on their screens. Your local paper, the Madison and Milwaukee papers, radio, get it out there. I hope it doesn't happen. I do not think it is likely to happen. There is a prohibition in the bill about it. But when you start administering this kind of money, things happen. Things slip through the cracks. And we saw that happen with the first COVID Relief Act, a couple of trillion dollars back last spring, roughly a year ago. Some money went to a Fortune 500 company. That was very profitable. Some went to hedge funds. The money got sucked up immediately by customers of the banks that administered it. The Republicans assisted it be administered through the banks. What are you going to do if you're a loan officer and you want to make your numbers this month? You call your loan customers, and you say, get an application in by 2 this afternoon and I can get you $350,000. The guy absolutely does it. Gets 350 grand. The loan officer has made his numbers for at least a month. Mom and Pop have a restaurant. Pop cooks, Mom buses tables. They close the restaurant at 9 o'clock at night. They go back into the kitchen to do their books. They fill this thing out and they get it in and they get a response, too bad, so sad, we're out of money. Because there's no banker that cares about them. Maybe they took a loan, but I mean, it's not a big loan and it's not going to be a recurrent loan. It's not like they're going to invent something and create a big business. See, this is the kind of stuff that goes on. There's a portion of it that was simply fraudulently obtained. People pretended. They set up corporations, the ABC Corporation, and they said, we have 35 employees. Frequently, they were lying. But sometimes they put together 35 people and give them $8 an hour for a week. They get hundreds of thousands of dollars and they'd pack their tents and slip off into the night. If you leave anything to Republicans that has to do with money, it will be stolen or it will be wasted. It's as simple as that. Simple as that. And you're not going to find it explicitly said that way in any textbook, any political science textbook, but that is what occurs. So now I'm telling you, $5.7 billion is a lot of money for the state. $5.7 billion just for Wisconsin. We only have 72 counties. Take a good, hard look, a very good, hard look at where this all goes, where it all goes. I'm going to shift to Georgia. Georgia, I like Georgia. Been all over Georgia. Been to a wedding in Georgia, rural Georgia. Into Atlanta a bunch of times, friends in Georgia, relatives in Georgia. But Georgia has some strange rangers in government, some peculiar folks, some sick puppies, very sick puppies. Remember, Marjorie Taylor Greene, QAnon, stripped of her House committeeships, is from Georgia. Well, there's another congressman named Jody Heiss. It's a guy named Jody Heiss, H-I-C-E, who will live in infamy. Jody Heiss's big deal, his big issue. Now, he's from Georgia. You think it might be, I don't know, the peach crop, or it might be defense spending, because there's Navy all over Georgia, all over Georgia, back to the days when Mendel Rivers in the House of Representatives was one of the most powerful Dixiecrat legislators, Mendel Rivers, and there is defense spending all over Georgia. Supply school is down there for all Navy officers and enlisted who are in the supply category. You know, I like the state, but I will tell you, it is really split. You know, on the one hand, you have Stacey Abrams and people like that, very good folk, but then you have Jody Heiss. He has come out with one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life. His big deal, his big issue, is no statehood for Washington, D.C. That's his only issue. His only issue. How does that concern people in Georgia? Half of them probably think D.C. should have statehood. The other half think it shouldn't. That can't be number one on their list. But this takes the cake. Here is his main reason. Jody Heiss got up in his hind legs, and gave a press conference and said one of the principal reasons D.C. should not have statehood is because they have no car dealerships. That's what he said. First of all, he's wrong. They do have car dealerships. But secondly, somebody in D.C. wants to buy his car in Silver Spring, Maryland, or Arlington, Virginia, about 8 miles away. What do I care? What does Jody Heiss care? It's just dumber than a bag of rocks. This is the kind of guys they have down there. Dumber than a bag of rocks. Jody Heiss says that Washington, D.C. has no car dealerships, therefore it shouldn't be a state. You can argue about it should be a state, it shouldn't be a state. That's just dumb, really dumb. Going to a break. Lines are alive. Do not hang up. I'll get to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break.